Hey guys, this is Emily Jelly and welcome back. Today I'm going to be working on my final project for my communications class. This is a memoir on my high school experience. I hope you guys enjoy. High school. It's the stepping stone to our paths in life. It can be described as exciting, fun, thrilling, new, but also scary, awkward, stressful, and sad. Over the course of my high school career, I've learned a lot. Not only did I learn what was in the books, but got a taste of the real world and how to handle life. So I'm here today to share my high school experience with you. Freshman year, how exciting! I remember being overwhelmed with nerves and joy going to high school. I had previously trained all summer long for soccer with all the upperclassmen, and it was so intimidating. The seniors were my biggest role models, and I truly did idolize them. School was a bit more challenging, but I soon got into the groove of balancing sports with homework. Being a three-sport athlete was not too easy at first. Going from soccer season to track season was a major change. The workouts were longer and tougher, but I kept up. I was a small, little, enthusiastic freshman ready to take on any challenge that came my way. Track was a very new sport to me, but I met so many amazing people from different schools and built friendships that still continue today. Overall, freshman year was great and it couldn't have gone any better. Sophomore year. My sophomore year was a little less exciting. I was no longer a freshman and was not new to the whole high school experience. However, I did make the varsity soccer team and we won the NJIC tournament, which was one of my favorite high school memories. But sadly, my parents also made me quit track because it took way too much of my time. This wasn't something I wanted to do, and it did make me sad, but all I could do was listen to my parents because they knew what was best for me. However, I did continue to play soccer in the spring, and that pretty much sums up my sophomore year. Wasn't anything too thrilling, but, you know, my basic sophomore year. Junior year. Junior year was definitely the most stressful year. I had homework on top of homework and college to start thinking about. My favorite memory, however, would have to be junior formal. I had an amazing time dancing the night away with my best friends and getting all dressed up. Soon enough, junior year came to an end. I took my SATs, which was not fun, but we all have to do it. I watched my best friend slash sister Elizabeth graduate, and she left me behind and went off to college, which was really hard for me, but you know, she was moving on to the next chapter of her life, and before I knew it, I was a senior. Senior year. Wow. It's here so fast. I was just a freshman yesterday. Soccer season may not have been the best on a stat book, but it was definitely the best in my book. I had worked so hard the past 3 years, and to see my name on the list for first team all league showed that it all paid off. After soccer season, it was time to start thinking about my future and what colleges I wanted to attend. I had gotten into all the schools I applied to, but had one school set at heart, and that was Stockton University. I was very familiar with the school, and my brother and sister both attended there, which made it feel close to home, but not far from home. But far from home. Sorry. It's a 2-hour drive from Heights, and it couldn't have been more perfect. Now that senior year is coming to an end, I couldn't be more excited for the future. I am ready to grab my diploma, look back at this stepping stone, and thank it for all the memories and for helping me reach my path. High school, you were great. Thank you, but I must move on. Well, I hope you guys enjoyed hearing my high school experience. Yeah, and that's it. I'll be graduating in about 3 weeks. And I couldn't be more excited for what's next. Thank you.